Okay, we're in Practice Gimel Hilchos Tana B'Nitan, continuing Halachos that has to do with Chazakas. And here we're going to get to people where there's challenges in establishing claims of ownership. Halach Aleph. They either Shein Mamin in a Karka B'Yadan, Api Sha'achlam Shaloshanam. So these people, they don't get, the Chazaka doesn't work for them, even if they've benefited from the land for 3 years. Okay, so Ha'umanin. Okay, so first we have what they call craftsmen, Barisin, sharecroppers, Vapatropin, which are guardians, Vashutfin, that's partners. About Ishma Nixa Ishto, a husband with his wife's property, but Ishma Nixa Baila, and so to a wife with her husband's property. Oven Ben Nixa Elviv, a son with his father's property, Vav Ben Nixa Ben, and a father with his son's property. Shakolacham Elo Imakin is Elzeb. Why? Because in all these situations, they're not really, what do you call it, upset if what, the other person uses their property. Therefore, benefiting from the field is out of proof. Al Pishalo, Micha Ben Abilim, even if the owner didn't protest, El Tax or Karka Abilim, rather the land goes back to the owner, Sheviu Raya, Shazosa Karka Yadulahem, that it's clear this land really it's known as belong to them. Yishva Hesesh Lamakru Vishal Nasu, and they make a sure Seses that they didn't sell it or give it to someone else. Kamo Shebri Arnu. Halacha Beis V'chein Rosh Glios Galios. Right, so these are the exilarchs, the heads post Galus Shalosuzman for that generation. V'ha-gazlan, robbers V'ha-gazlan, V'ha-akum, and non Jews Enech Losan Raya. So them benefiting from the land for 3 years is not a proof. Neshahim Bali Zra, because these are considered people of strength and force. So to a deaf mute, a someone mentally incompetent and a minor, Enach Lasan Raya, eating that benefiting from the land is not a proof. Neshahim Lahem Taina, they have no claim. Kadeshatam or Karkav Yadan, right? That the land should stay in their possession. El Tapsh Laban, rather, goes back to the owners. So to someone who manifests ownership over what they call it, their property. Their property, Enach Lasan Raya, again, that would not be considered a proof of ownership. Okay, so now the Ram's going to take this apart. What does it mean to say that they're not able to establish ownership over the property? So for example, Reuben benefited from a field that originally belonged to Shimon for the minimum chazaka period of time. Right, but he claims that he purchased a land. Maybe Shimon ate him shiyadu alo. Shimon brings witnesses that testify that they know the property belonged to him. And he also brought witnesses who testify that Reuben was either his partner or sharecropper, or his guardian or shared guardian. And that's why he didn't protest. So the field goes back to Shimon. This applies to all the cases the Rambam mentioned above. But let's say Shimon brings no proof that what he called no proof that that Reuven was his partner or sharecropper. Either Reuven hold them on, so rather Reuven acknowledged it on his own. Vamar Hain who should be umachali. He says, yeah, he's my partner. He sold me the property. Since he benefited from the period of time to establish a chazaka on the field, the achalomer he could say lo haya should be alone. He was never my partner. He's believed kisharka odom like any other person in such a case. Lachadal home them ketsa. What does it mean that craftsmen are excluded? Ketzad, Kigon, Shayubonin Ba. Let's say, for instance, a person's building property, Omatakin Osar, fixing it, Shan and Rabos for many years. Yordim Unasan. So then we, Obosa Shan, Rabos. Okay. So that's the example. Yordim Unasan. Let's say he's no longer a craftsman. Im Achlu Osan Solashan, Im Achash Yordim Unasan. If he benefits from the land for 3 years post leaving his career, Yeshlan Chazaka, that's considered a Chazaka. Okay. How recent case that? What are the sharecroppers? How are they excluded? Kigon, Shay Aris Lavav Shabal Sada. Let's say a person's a sharecropper for the father of the owner of a field, Olaanshin Bishbakhtor for the members of his family, Shakemashu Arish Shabbati Avos. So since he is a sharecropper for members of the family, Ema Machnabal Biado, the owners won't protest. Im Zehu Shinasa Aris Tchila. Let's say the person became a sharecropper for the first time, Hov Achla Kula Shnei Chazaka. Since he ate a benefit from the land for the required years of Chazaka, Aminunus Biado, it's considered in his hands and he can retain ownership of it. But when the Bailim, and we say to the owners, hey, achal shana, achal shana, v'lo machisaba. The guy, he ate year after year, he benefited year after year, he never protested. Lachavav, arish shabati avos. So sharecropper who works for the family, shaharid arisin tachat yodo, let's say he brings other sharecroppers under his tutelage, yeshlo chazaka, there is a chazaka, shemrid arisin makarem, nechziyadam v'hushosek. Because there's no way a guy's a sharecropper is going to bring other sharecroppers to work for him in someone else's property, and that guy won't protest. Aval, meaning he'll be quiet. Aval im chalak larisin akarem. Let's say divide the land among other sharecroppers. Shahayuba ain't no chazaka. There's no chazaka. Shema mona all the reason. Also, because maybe he, what do you call it? He's appointed as the head, the chairman, the supervisor of the sharecroppers. Varish yadam arisuso, a sharecropper who stops working as a sharecropper. V'achla shalashanim achashi yarad, and benefits from the land for 3 years after leaving his profession, hechzik established a chazaka. Habatropos and Ketzah, what about the guardians? Bein shehaya apotropos al sadazu, whether he's appointed as a guardian for this field, bein al sharon achasim, or whether it's by other heirs' properties, bein shemino osam beizin, whether beizin appointed him, bein shemino osam av yusomim, or whether the father of the orphans appointed them, v'gadlu yusomim, the orphans grew up, bein yichosam, and he remained in that capacity, bein shemino odam apotropos al soaso, v'hachnasaso, or whether or not the person was appointed to as a guardian over both his spending habits as well as that, his income. They're using it with permission. There's no chazaka. Now, let's say the guardian is no longer is in his position. And he eats and he benefits for 3 years straight after he leaves. That's considered a chazaka. What about partners? How are they excluded? Evi's a partner in this field. And it's not required to be split up. Even if he benefited from the entire field for several years. Is still considered presumed to be owned by both partners. But if it is large enough to be divided, and one of them benefited for the entire chazaka time, he's got his own chazaka. You could tell the partner, if it's true that he didn't sell it or give it, hey, why was he able to benefit from the entire field? But that shows that he didn't say anything. He didn't protest for the entire 3 years. So do v'chen ish acham nechsa ishto. If a man, what he called, also does the same thing with his wife's property, shnei chazaka. Al pi shehista ima shein lo peres v'nechsa. Even if he made a stipulation that it wouldn't be included, the fruits of her property. V'afil hista ima. Even if he did make a stipulation, because she arusa when they're engaged, lo yershena that she wouldn't inherit it. V'achach achal ubana v'haras. And let's say afterwards he went ahead and built and then destroyed or doing whatever he wanted on the land. V'asa kol mashasa. So too, a woman derives benefit from her husband's property. She made use of it for a period of years. So even though the husband designated a separate field for her, since she benefited from other fields, her benefiting is not approved. So too, a son who relies on the financially on his father, literally eats at his table, is considered part of the house. If he benefited from his father's property for multiple years, and so too vice versa, where the father is relying on the son and he's benefiting from him, they're benefiting from it, it's not considered proof. But when the son leaves his father, a woman gets divorced, if it's a question if they're divorced or not, they revert back to being regular people. Regular lachas of chazaka apply. Right, we mentioned these people before. Shahayu mechacham in the times of the sages, the fishahayu ben koach lirdos esam, since they had the ability to go ahead and really take that which by force on the people, ainah chalas and raya. So they're benefiting from the land is not considered proof. V'chein achash hechlef menixayan. So too, when a person manifests expresses ownership over their property, the rosh galusa property, afilu achal kamashanan, even if he benefits a number of years, ainah chalas and raya. The benefiting is not a proof. They don't protest. And they yadam takva. Why don't they protest? Because they have the power to get rid of the other guy. Calls manshiyirtsu. The stock is emena. They go anytime they want to and basically evict the guy. Avon nishbon has sesh lamachlo shonasno. But nonetheless, they still make a shvuas hesses that it wasn't sold or given. If they took possession of the property of another person, of amr shalom machar, and they say they didn't sell it, then nishba hesses he makes a shvuas hesses shalom machlohen. It wasn't sold to them, lanaslam, or given to them either. Finally, the Gazan Kesad, how's the robber excluded? Misha Hokzal Gazan al Sadazu. Let's say a person is presumed to have stolen the field. Oh, Misha Hokzaku Avosab. Or let's say his father, his ancestor, Shehin Horgan of Fashos, as Gemama, they're known to kill people or financial matters. Afish Achal Sadazu Kamashanim. Even if he benefits from this field for several years, Lohechzik Zan Akazaka, the taxes sort of the Bailim, and the field goes back to the owners. That ends Parak Gimel, Yod Gimel, and we'll continue with Parak Yud Daled next time.